It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
Strong arm chaos and Summit body language. Crossed legs versus man spreading.
He tends to be a fidgeter. His hands are always going, his foot is always tapping.
And Biden's personal gift to Putin.
Aviator sunglasses just like these.
Then, Party USA.
Celebrations coast to coast.
And cruise ship lockdown.
8 crew members test positive for COVID-19 just before they're due to set sail.
Plus, courtroom outburst as triple murder charges against Simone Biles' brother are dropped. And the Casey Kasem death investigation.
She didn't want my dad in the house because she had a boyfriend.
What his daughter is demanding. 7 years after the controversial death of the beloved radio legend.
To get justice for my dad.
Plus, Tickle Me Stingray.
Oh my God, that is awesome!
The new sensation, tickling sea creatures. But is that smile really what it looks like?
That animal is most likely fearing for its life.
It's like a little baby!
And Twister Proposal. Can they weather the storm? Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, and thanks for joining us. I'm Mary Calvi, and today for Deborah. The world was watching today for the much-anticipated summit between President Biden and Russian leader Vladimir Putin. And when it was time to clear the reporters out of the room, total chaos broke out. Stephen Fabian has all the behind-the-scenes drama from this historic day.
Chaotic scenes at the showdown between President Biden and Russia's Vladimir Putin. Russian heavies waded into a noisy pack of journalists and strong-armed them out of the room where the two leaders were about to go eyeball to eyeball.
And at one point, President Putin's security forces were pulling on the shirts of American reporters to clear them out.
All the network morning shows went live from Geneva to cover the historic summit. It began with a traditional handshake, no pandemic elbow bump here.
I hope that our meeting will be productive.
Well, thank you. As I said outside, I think it's always better to meet face to face.
Inside, there were signs of impatience and tension from Putin. Body language expert Tanya Ryman.
See, nothing stays still, whether it's his foot, his hands. This is how he behaves. He tends to be a fidgeter. So his hands are always going, his foot is always tapping.
Biden sat with his legs crossed while Putin's legs were man spread open.
It's him telling the world, nothing intimidates me. You can't really step on me. You can't intimidate me. Biden looks more comfortable and more confident.
The talks were expected to last 5 hours, but after only about 2.5 came the surprising news that they were over.
This is breaking news. The bilateral meeting that has the second session is now over.
I think a lot of us have been a little concerned when the meetings ended early.
Biden gave the summit an upbeat spin, but as he was leaving his press conference, he turned back to answer more questions and became combative with CNN White House correspondent Caitlin Collins.
How does that account to a constructive meeting?
You don't understand that. You're in your own business.
But he apologized as he boarded Air Force One.
I owe my last question an apology. I shouldn't have been such a wise guy with the last answer I gave.
And we're learning that President Biden didn't go to the meeting empty-handed. He brought the Russian leader some gifts. Now we know what they are.
What do you give a ruler who has everything? Well, President Biden figured out the perfect gifts for Putin. White House officials say Biden gifted the Russian leader with this crystal Steuben sculpture of an American bison. It retails for $3,200. Also in the goodie bag, a pair of custom-made aviators. As you know, both presidents love their shades. Biden even wore his today to block out the Geneva sun.
Thank you very much.
Are they popular sunglasses?
Very popular.
We went to Henry Miller Opticians in Manhattan to try on the shades Biden gave Putin. They're made by Randolph USA.
Could it be a world leader in these sunglasses? I think so.
Looking good, Stephen. As President Biden was leaving Geneva, he told reporters that he and Vladimir Putin agree to continue having talks in the future. After over a year in COVID lockdown, America is opening up, and that's reason to celebrate. Coast to coast, there is a feeling that we've made it through the storm, and it's time to party. Jim Murray has more on that.
Back with a bang. New Yorkers celebrated the end of COVID restrictions with a spectacular fireworks display that lit up Lady Liberty. A huge crowd of maskless revelers gathered to watch the big show. Just look at all those happy faces. There were joyous celebrations in Los Angeles also. At one packed nightclub, they counted down, New Year's Eve style, to the end of masks and social distancing. And look at jam-packed Dodger Stadium, a capacity crowd of 50,000 for the first time in more than a year.
Even Dr. Fauci was out last night partying it up.
The late night comics joined in the revelry.
No lockdowns anymore.
Ariana Grande and James Corden opened his show with an end of lockdown sing-along.
No lockdowns.
Meantime in Florida, Royal Caribbean has delayed the inaugural cruise of their new ship, Odyssey of the Seas, after eight crew members tested positive for COVID-19. Royal Caribbean says those crew members tested positive during routine testing after they were vaccinated, but before the vaccines were fully effective. Now the entire crew will be quarantined for 14 days, and that first cruise that was scheduled to set sail July 3rd has now been postponed until July 31st. And the entire nation is preparing for a truly joyous July 4th. President Biden is encouraging every community in America to hold a Summer of Freedom event with a notable exception, Mount Rushmore. The federal government has refused to issue a permit for fireworks at the South Dakota landmark, and the state's Republican governor, Kristi Noem, says it's punishment for hosting last year's big celebration with President Trump.
We brought people together and gave them hope. We want to do that again this year, but President Biden is refusing to allow us to do that. The fact that they're not letting South Dakota have our fireworks at Mount Rushmore, it's just political.
Federal officials say the fireworks could potentially damage the monument, but the governor says she plans on resubmitting the request. And maybe it's from being pent up for so long under the pandemic lockdown, but some people are clearly on edge. Watch what happened at a Little League game in Kentucky when a brawl broke out over a controversial call. The fight got so bad, cops were called, and investigators are now determining if anyone will face charges. Unfortunately for the kids, the game could not finish because the adults could not behave like, well, adults. As gymnast Simone Biles remains focused on training for the upcoming Tokyo Olympics, she got some news when triple murder charges against her brother were dismissed. But the mother of one of the victims is furious, and her emotions overtook her in court. Les Trent has details.
Pandemonium in court as Simone Biles' brother is cleared in a triple murder case. A slain victim's mother lunged at Simone's brother. There he is sitting at the defendant's table. Simone's brother was charged following a shootout at a New Year's Eve party in Ohio in 2018.
Somebody just got shot at a party at West.
Somebody just got shot at a party?
Two people did.
Is there any serious bleeding?
They're both dead.
The third victim was pronounced dead at the hospital. Simone's brother's first trial ended in a mistrial. Now a judge has dismissed the case for lack of evidence, triggering the mom's rage.
And my heart goes out to the families of the victims. We're in recess.
I'm
We spoke to Brandi Johnson, the grieving mom who charged at Biles. Her son, Delvante, was killed in the shooting.
Do you believe that the celebrity of Tevin Biles' sister, Simone Biles, had something to do with the judge's decision?
Yes, I do. There was so much evidence that the prosecutor would bring up that she shooed away, that wasn't able to be let in.
The judge's decision comes as the gymnastics legend prepares for the Tokyo Olympics next month. Just 3 weeks ago, she became the first woman to successfully land the Yurchenko double pike in competition.
Unbelievable.
Lawyer Joseph Patitus represents Simone's brother.
Tevin is very proud of his sister. I mean, he's been aware of what's going on with her. And unfortunately, Simone Biles, she has nothing to do with this case. And she never had anything to do with this case. And unfortunately, you know, her name was dragged into a situation that had nothing to do with her.
Simone Biles has called what happened a, quote, terrible tragedy, adding that her heart aches for everyone involved, especially for the victims and their families. The videos look adorable. People tickling stingrays, causing them to seemingly smile. But some experts aren't exactly, well, tickled over these videos. They say what's really going on is not so cute.
It's the Tickle Me Stingray video 100 million people have watched of a guy tickling the sea creature. And it actually seems to be smiling. There are dozens of similar videos, stingrays and their smaller cousins, the skate, apparently grinning while being tickled. But is it really? Do the stingrays really enjoy being tickled? This is 100% inhumane, goes this social media comment. And this. How about we hold you underwater and tickle you? So who's right? Do the stingrays really enjoy being tickled? We asked Joseph Gemellaro at the Long Island Aquarium.
It is not safe for the animal at all, because of the fact they're animals that belong in the water. They breathe in the water. If you have them on land for too long, they're going to have issues that are based off oxygen depravity.
There's also a potential danger if you try tickling a stingray. Remember, wildlife expert Steve Irwin lost his life due to a stingray attack 15 years ago.
The stingray sting is extraordinarily painful, so it's not something you want to deal with.
So it may seem cute and harmless, but these guys really aren't laughing.
It's like a little baby.
A number of the comments online were from people asking the fishermen to release the stingray back into the water. It is unclear if that happened. If you're a meteorologist proposing to another meteorologist, where do you pop the question? In front of a tornado, of course. Amber Cagliato reports.
Twister dead ahead. So what does this guy do? He gets down on bended knee to propose marriage. Tom Bedard and Rhea Mayday are meteorologists with AccuWeather. They made arrangements to witness their first tornado together, but Tom had a bigger plan.
You thought you were just chasing storms.
I did.
The storm chasers wore matching orange shirts and drove 6 hours to southeast Colorado when forecasts predicted the slight chance of a twister. All that time, Tom had the ring in his bag.
My legs were shaking more than they had ever before in my life.
I've never seen you so nervous, ever.
As luck would have it, there was the twister touching down. Rhea looked in awe, and that's when Tom seized the moment and popped the question.
I was just like, wow. This is going to be a moment I'm never going to forget. And as I turn to my right, Tom's left knee is dropping at the same exact moment that the tornado is.
She said yes.
Are you going to plan the wedding in front of a tornado?
We're probably going to do it somewhere where we know we've got good shelter and we're sure that we can take care of all of our guests.
Talk about the perfect storm.
Well done, Tom. Well, Tom had been planning the proposal for about a year, and since neither of them had ever seen a tornado in person before, this seemed like the perfect moment. Congratulations.
Next, the Casey Kasem death investigation.
She didn't want my dad in the house because she had a boyfriend.
What his daughter is demanding 7 years after the controversial death of the beloved radio legend.
To get justice for my dad.
And
she hits the layup.
America's littlest NBA announcer.
Hi, Inside Edition.
She's only 10 years old. Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back. Worst beauty advice ever? Next, Inside Edition. This Big Brother contestant says tips posted on TikTok left burns across her face. Why experts say you need to be careful before you use beauty tips seen on TikTok. Then, the dog that saved a baby fawn from drowning.
He just has this good heart in him.
How they became inseparable buddies. Watch the next Inside Edition.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
7 years ago this week, legendary DJ Casey Kasem passed away, but his daughter is still furious with Kasem's widow about what she says happened during his final days. Jim Murray spoke with Carrie Kasem about the ongoing family drama.
They killed my husband.
We did not kill him. We took him to a hospital to save his life.
It's a family feud like no other. Casey Kasem's widow, Jean, and his daughter, Carrie Kasem, both accused the other of being responsible for the legendary DJ's death 7 years ago. Now, Carrie Kasem is out with a podcast, Bitter Blood, Kasem versus Kasem, which features new allegations by a private detective about the radio legend's controversial death.
Jean was told that Casey cannot be moved because he had the feeding machine tube in his stomach. I spoke to Dr. Leitner, and he made it incredibly clear. He said, if you do this, it will kill Mr. Kasem.
On the podcast, a medical aide describes what happened after Gene removed him from his nursing home in Santa Monica, drove him to Las Vegas, then Washington State. He was finally buried in faraway Norway.
It was the most traumatic event of my life. It was horrible. He was particularly vulnerable and helpless at that moment, and he was terribly frightened.
Carrie says the trips left her dad in pain and malnourished. He died 1 month later.
Her care was tantamount to like getting care in hell. All my dad wanted to do was be in his house and live and die in his house, and he had plenty enough money to do that, plenty enough money to have round-the-clock care.
The former Cheers actress previously denied those allegations and claimed that she moved her husband to protect his privacy and accused his children of not acting in his best interest.
She didn't want my dad in the house because she had a boyfriend.
For years, Jean and Carrie's side of the family have battled over Kasem's estate, including his opulent Bel Air mansion, once a breathtaking $42 million property that disintegrated into a shocking site of neglect. Earlier this year, the legal fight over the estate ended with a settlement.
I was very unhappy with the settlement.
But she is not done fighting. Carrie founded KasemCares.org, whose mission is to help fight elder abuse. She also hopes her new podcast will pave the way for a criminal investigation into Jean.
A lawyer for Jean Kasem told us she is pleased and relieved the litigation is over, adding she cannot comment about the allegations in the podcast because it would violate the settlement.
Still to come.
She hits the layup.
America's littlest NBA announcer.
Hi, Inside Edition.
She's only 10 years old.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
She's the little girl calling the shots at the big game.
Meet America's littlest sportscaster.
Can't she make the shot this time?
Her name is Pepper Pursley.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Pepper. Welcome to the Pep Talk.
The 10-year-old hosts her own podcast, interviewing much taller WNBA stars.
And that is Pepper Pursley.
Last week came her biggest moment yet.
If he makes this free throw, it's a one-point game.
That's right.
Getting to call an NBA playoff game alongside veteran announcers on live TV as part of the Clippers Kids cast.
Now let's hope those nerves don't get to him now.
Something that I never would have thought I would have been able to do until I was like at least an adult, but I did it at 10, which is kind of crazy.
We caught up with Pepper on the court at the Barclays Center in her hometown of New York, where she showed us some of her moves. Yes, she can shoot hoops.
It's one of my dreams to actually be on this court, and I'm so lucky to have a dream come true.
So how did she stay awake for that playoff game that went on way past her 8 p.m. bedtime?
My gummy worms, all the sugar to keep me going.
That is maybe the biggest play this game.
Go Pepper. And next, an oops moment at a wedding. Finally today, oops.
This maid of honor is helping the bride and groom get the perfect picture. She fluffs the bride's veil, then runs out of the shot. Oh no, down she goes. At least she's laughing.
Oh, so glad she's okay. We'll see you next time.
If you like Inside Edition, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.